I thought we were a little bit in awe of that veteran group over there. We knew they're a good team. We knew they put together a real good streak there with that 15-game winning streak. So I thought we were very hesitant and a little bit taken back with what a good team that is over there. The second period started to feel more comfortable, generated some good scoring chances in the second and the same for the third. But it's tough to chase a game like that after the being down 2-0.
Can that be an issue when you look across the ice and warm up and you have a team like that coming in with that kind of record?
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's, you know, for first-year players, it's kind of scary when you look over there and see, you know, grizzled veterans on the other side there. But I thought our group, you know, with the exception of the of watching them in the first, I thought they pushed back pretty well. They created some chances, had some really good opportunities, a couple missed nets, some open nets on the side there, one block shot with not able to finish it. But that's you have to give Grand Rapids a lot of credit. That's an excellent hockey team over there.
They're a good puck possession team and transition team. What makes them so, and how do you counteract that?
Well, they are exactly that. They're an excellent quick transition team. You know, they're big and strong down low, so they can keep pucks. You just look at their lineup. There's a lot of experience over there. They've got guys who have won championships over there, and it's a good, solid, deep American Hockey League team.
How do you counter that though? Like when you're down low.
Yeah, I thought the way Patrick is the way that we played in the second and third. I thought we have quickness. We're able to utilize that down low when we manage pucks at the offensive blue line, and just in our own zone being cleaner with our execution coming out on our breakouts. We tried to take away the and correct the turnovers that happened in the first period with versus the pressure that they put on their forecheck, but cleaner breakout passes and using our speed down low in the offensive end.
Speaking of quickness, how pleased were you with the line of DeLeo, Batan, and Lapon?
I thought it was a good line. I thought exactly that. Lots of speed. I wasn't a fan of Patan's penalty, but I thought that line, when it was on the ice, it was dangerous.
You also had Josh Morrissey out there a lot with that line, and then Brendan Kitchen later in the game to generate some more offense. They were clearly your best line tonight.
Yeah, with that line, and then again, just with the mindset there of seeing that they're creating some good ozone time, and let's give them two offensive-minded defensemen in Kitchen and Morrissey to help them out.
Do you have any concern that down the stretch, with how much workload Eric Karmer is getting, both in terms of the shots per game and games in a row, any concern that he might wear down as a 20-year-old rookie?
You know, I don't. Based on his, based on what he's done in junior and the workload he's done in Tri-Cities, so you know, we manage his workload in practice. But the one thing that Eric Karmer doesn't lack is work ethic and wanting to do the extra work in practice and through video. So no, we don't. He's played a lot of games in the past, and this right now is a real good gauge to see where exactly he's at, and he's played excellent for us.
Were you watching when Joel Armia scored his first NHL goal?
I did watch that last night. I was really happy for Joel. He a real strong game for him. Nice to see him get that goal.